At the same time, it's another challenge to make the restaurant show, which is 20-30 minutes, be interesting for your audience, because not always you perform for Middle Eastern audience who know the songs and will be happy just to listen to the music for all this time, plus having bonus of you dancing to it. Very often we perform to a non-Arabic audience who have no idea about music, and if you put 30 minutes of just classical songs like Umm Kulthum, they probably will not get it and be bored. So your task is how to make those 20-30 minutes be interesting for them, and it's another skill to have actually.
Welcome to Belly Dance Live podcast. My name is Jana Komarnitska. I'm a full-time dancer based in Toronto, performing a variety of Middle Eastern and Central Asian dance styles, including belly dance. You can find me at janadance.com as well as on Insta or Facebook by Jana Dance or Jana Komarnitska. I'm happy you've decided to join us for this weekly dose of dance inspiration, because here on this podcast we explore all nuances and insights into lifestyle of ballet dancers, and we are having amazing star guests who share their stories, secrets and tips with you.
Hello guys, it's another Friday, meaning it's another mini episode of Ballet Dance Live podcast. And today I wanted to bring up a topic that I keep hearing from different dancers and different opinions of views regarding ballet dance shows on stage, vice versa, ballet dance shows in restaurants or some private functions. And I keep hearing many different opinions. A lot of them are about non-prestige of having ballet dance show in restaurants, and that it's an art that should exist on the big stage to make sure that the reputation of art is on a high level, and etc., etc., etc. So I wanted today to bring up some points from my experience regarding performing on stage and performing in restaurant or on private functions, such as, for instance, wedding. So let's start seeing some differences and some similarities, possibly. First huge difference between these two kinds of shows will be their duration. On stage, you usually will have, I would say, around 4-5 minutes, if lucky. If it's competition, sometimes even less, like 2 or 3 minutes. I saw some performances. At the gala show, sometimes if you're a star, you may have up to 10 minutes per one show, but usually it's around 4 to 5 minutes. So the time is quite limited, and especially if you're pressed with even more strict time limits for competition, many dancers very often put a stress on their technique and trying to show off as much as possible of what they're capable to do, often forgetting about artistic side of performance and expressing their emotions or their just feeling of the music. In the restaurant setting, on the contrary, usually 3-5 minute performance will be too short. Most often you'll perform around 20 minutes, but I would say the range is between 15 to 30 minutes, or in some Middle Eastern countries can be even up to 45 minutes as a non-stop performance. So of course here you have much more freedom in putting together your shows, and you don't need to stress that much about trying to show all your dance tricks in 3 minutes of the show. Actually, you will plan and stretch them throughout the show. First of all, you can survive a 30 or 20 minute show, which is another aspect of performing in different environments. For instance, on stage, you can have only 3 minute performance, but it will be so intense that you can barely breathe at the end of your show, because it's so exhausting and physically demanding from you. In a restaurant, if you try to put 30 minutes of your show in the same pace as if you were performing in dance competition, well, if you have that physical capability, then great for you. I'm pretty sure audience will love to see intense and highly engaging show, but usually it's really, really difficult to do. So in 30-minute show, you will have some more relaxed moments, and sometimes you'll play around with putting more emphasis on the artistic side of the show, or what you would love to dance to, or in the way you would love to dance to, not necessarily in the way that you need to show to someone within those 3 or 4 minutes that you have on stage. At the same time, it's another challenge to make the restaurant show, which is 20-30 minutes, be interesting for your audience, because not always you perform for Middle Eastern audience who know the songs and will be happy just to listen to the music for all this time, plus having bonus of you dancing to it. Very often we perform to a non-Arabic audience who have no idea about music, and if you put 30 minutes of just classical songs like Umm Kulthum, they probably will not get it and be bored. So your task is how to make those 20-30 minutes be interesting for them. And it's another skill to have, actually. I see so many dancers who in the past were used to performing on stages for 3-5 minutes or maybe 2 dances in a row, and then suddenly they needed to create a program for 20-30 minutes in a row, and they were really lost on what to do and how to make it interesting for audience and as well for themselves, to make sure that you are on a high energy throughout the show, that you can give that energy later to your audience. So here we'll go in work your knowledge of different repertoire, different types of songs, maybe combining mezze and service, some lyrical songs or classical songs or folkloric songs, have a nice upbeat drum solos, as well as your skills with working with different props. Maybe not too many props, we are not transforming ballet dance show in a show of props, but still you will want to help yourself and involve 1 or 2 different props to add some interesting kick to your show and make it surprising and unexpected for your audience if you're performing in the restaurant or private function with a longer format of the show. Another huge difference in performing on stage and performing in restaurant environment is the space. On stage, you know for sure where is your audience. You have 3 sides that are blocked with backdrop and wings, and audience is just on one side. That's most typical stage setting. I would say 99% of performing on stage, you'll have this situation. So you plan your choreography right away towards one side usually. Then you go in a restaurant or banquet hall or wherever place the private function may have take place. You very often can be surprised with super unexpected layout of performance area. First, you may find that your audience is 360 around you. Sometimes it's on 3 sides. Sometimes it's on 2 opposite sides of you. So you don't really have even 1 center point for your performance. You need to keep switching between 1 side to another side. And sometimes the layout of performance area is so unusual and so inconvenient to performer. For instance, it's super long sort of corridor style space that if you perform on 1 spot all the time, 60% of your audience is too far from you. Or sometimes the performance space I even saw was divided in 2 sort of mini areas that if you perform on 1 part, then half of your audience completely does not see you at all. So you need to keep moving and switching. And this brings me to another point, that if on a theater setting we often can use our choreographies to perform, and we usually practice them and prepare and then present on the performance at the concert, in restaurant setting we can do choreographies as well, but there is a big chance that we'll need to adjust them on spot right away. So it trains you to have another skill of being flexible and being able to adjust and sometimes even improvise part of your performance in order to accommodate the layout of the venue. Because of course it's not only about you presenting your dance, it's also about audience being able to enjoy it, regardless is it theater or restaurant. So if you come and you see that the layout of the venue is different from what you planned, you need to be able to adjust according to the situation. Another important thing to keep in mind while thinking about difference or similarities in stage performances and restaurant performances is the audience and their engagement and attitude to the ballet dance show. And what I mean by that is, if it's a theater setting, usually people come to see you there. Either you specifically or just being prepared to see a ballet dance show there. So they came on purpose for a performance. If you're performing in a restaurant setting or at private function, they usually came there for another reason, not specifically to see the show. Either they came there to hang out with their friends or they're attending a wedding, so they come to their again, friends or relatives, so they are Caucasian. And then very often belly dance may be actually a surprise for them. They did not expect it at all. And it's funny to see sometimes people not knowing how to even react to belly dancer. But that's something to keep in mind, that when you are performing in a restaurant or private function, people usually have other goals or purposes why they went to their function. And belly dance is just addition to their celebration or their event. And not everyone may be fully engaged in seeing your performance at that time, because they may get involved in some conversation, or they may go to another room. For instance, if it's a wedding, they have a hall and that set, I don't know, mini photo shoot area sometimes happens there, and they, part of the guests may go there. And this is fine. You still will have people in both scenarios that will actually watch you and pay attention to the show. And also why I started that, this is sort of different and at the same time not that much, because don't forget, even if people came to the theater, some of them may be dragged there. Have you ever seen the situation that someone's boyfriend or father is sitting in the theater and just watching down to their phone or texting someone or something like that? That's unfortunately the reality. So don't fool yourself. Of course, it's great that everyone pays attention to the dance show and fully engaged in what you're doing, but even if it's you're performing in theater setting, it doesn't mean that 100% of those people who are there really paying attention to what you're doing. Another thing in terms of audience and dancer relationships, in theater usually we have a huge distance, or if not huge, but quite a big distance and very clear separation. This is the stage where the dance performance takes place, and this is audience area that people sit and watch you. So there is sort of that invisible wall, or I would say rather division of areas and their functions in the theater stage and audience space. So of course it creates a certain energy between performer and audience. And very often you will find, for some people a bit difficult, for some people it's on opposite easier, then in the theater setting you very often don't see people's faces. So you're sort of performing as if into the dark, and then you really need to be tuned to feel that energy, to feel that feedback from the audience. And as I mentioned, for some performers it's really joyful and easy to perform in such a situation. For some other people it's a bit more challenging, because they are lost, they don't see how, if people react or they don't react, they only can hear to their clapping possibly, but not all song invites to clapping. So sometimes people will just sit in silence and watch and still enjoy performance. But for dancer, it's very important to be really tuned to feel what's going on and how audience react on their performance. On the contrast, in the restaurant setting, you're usually very close to your audience and it's not that dark, so most likely you will see their faces, and it's completely different energy relationship between dancer and audience, that it's much more about communication and interaction with audience. You may even bring some people to dance with you at some point or interact with them in any other way, but you're much closer to the audience. And I think the restaurant performances, they can very nicely teach and develop the skill of communicating with your audience members. Also, it brings us to another difference, that in theater, as I mentioned, there is a usually relatively big distance between audience and performer. So your makeup and hair has to be created accordingly, so people can see you from the far. In the restaurant, you still will want to emphasize very much your eyes and lips and hair and in makeup in general, but you're much closer to the audience. Sometimes I see a little mistake from performers, that they put a real theatrical stage makeup and then go perform to people who are literally sitting 3 meters away from them and can clearly see that this makeup works from distance, but close by it sometimes looks very strange. So although you're trying to really emphasize and make sure that your face is not lost in contrast to your bright and rich costume, which gets a lot of attention to it too, But at the same time, you're not doing a full stage makeup if you're performing in a restaurant or wedding. It's more close to highly emphasized evening makeup, I would say. With all that said, I often hear discussions about if restaurant, ballet dance show are really prestige and the professional dancers very often don't want them. Yes, they may look less glamorous than the theatrical shows, I completely agree, but I've already mentioned my point of view on the audience engagement, and from audience point of view, yes, maybe they are not fully engaged during restaurant show in your performance, but again, it doesn't mean that if they came to the theater, they really be fully engaged there neither. And I often ask or start discussing with dancers, like, why do you want to perform at all? And why do you have this difference? Is it theater or restaurant? And if people reply, oh, I really love this art form and I want to share this dance with the audience, then I always have a question, okay, but what's the difference? It's the still audience in theater and still audience at private function. And if your goal is to share the dance with people and bring happiness to them, then what's the difference between audiences? But if you really have a difference between performing for, I don't know, 500-600 people in the theater, or even more if it's a bigger theater, or it makes difference for you if it's a smaller function, like, I don't know, 20-40 people, then we're not talking about love to art, we're talking about love to ego, which is totally fine. Just be aware of it and know your real motivation, why you do this or that. Another thing that I very often hear is that restaurant shows are usually very underappreciated and low paid. And yes, here I can agree. Like, restaurant shows are usually not that well paid. But it's, again, the decision of artist why she or he do them. It can be either for the purpose of having regular shows that you can practice your artistic thing or artistic experiments and establishing a relationship with audience, and very often regular audience who would come to your shows again and again. For some people, it's just the matter of practicing and training opportunities that they can, again, throw some song that they are not really sure if people will react, but restaurant setting is much more forgiving than the theatrical setting if you want to have some experiment from your artistic point of view. So I kind of feel always it's a safer place to try out interesting things. And just closing on this idea, I sometimes think, what will happen if all professional dancers refuse to perform in restaurants? Where does usually regular people see or formulate the impression about ballet dance? It's either TV, movies, music videos, or restaurants. You will not really see much of a regular person thinking, oh, let me take a look at some tickets to go to some ballet dance concert. No, usually among our audience at the concerts is who? It's other dancers, it's students or the teachers, or their friends and relatives. So people who have very direct connections through their surrounding to ballet dance. But you will see very little percent of regular audience who just decided that they want to come to ballet dance. And we keep complaining that ballet dance is not really going into the mainstream, but those channels that do showcase ballet dance in the mainstream, they often create a very wrong illusion about ballet dance. And it's another point of complaint from dancers that usually people, they have their fantasies about how ballet dance should be, and they have no idea how the authentic ballet dance is. But where are they going to see it? If all professional dancers refuse, for instance, to perform in restaurants, then what will happen? It will be only non-professional dancers who perform at restaurants who just will bring some hip scarf with coins, sort of shake their hips, put Shakira, which I love, but you know what I mean from this point of view, put like popular pop songs and do whatsoever, because first they may not know what is real authentic ballet dance show is, or they may not even care about it. But as a result, the general audience will have this impression of what ballet dance is, which is very difficult later to change. But to be honest, for me, whenever I perform at different events, both stage performances or more like banquet hall or restaurant settings, the most fulfilling feedback that I can get as an artist is then someone comes to me after my show and tells, I could never imagine that ballet dance can be like this. And for me, this is the point that, yes, I changed someone's mind about ballet dance, and maybe their expectations were quite low, then they just saw ballet dancer entering the room, but I managed in those 20-30 minutes to present them something worth seeing, and now I interested them to possibly go and watch a ballet dance concert at some point in their life, or at least have a higher standard expectations from ballet dance show and knowing the difference what is professional show and what is non-professional show. So with all that said, I just highly want to encourage dancers to rethink their approach to shows and restaurants and see it possibly as a bridge or opportunity to connect with the general audience and interest them in our art, because if not professional dancers, then who?
Guys, thank you so much for spending this time with us. And if you like this episode, it will mean a world to me if you take a few seconds and leave us a review on iTunes or share it with your friends. Also, you can always find more information about podcast as well as past episodes at yanadance.com/podcast. As well as you can connect with me on social media by Yana Dance or Yana Komarnitska. I'm very active on Instagram as well as Facebook and share a lot of tips and inspiration for your daily ballet dance life. And by the way, don't forget to subscribe to podcast so you never miss a future episode. And until next time, keep shimmying.